County of Orange Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System, DMC ODS, Beneficiary Handbook.
Table of Contents.
Other Languages and Formats, page 7. Non-Discrimination Notice, page 9. General Information, page 13. Services, 21. How to Get Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System Services, 39. How to Get Mental Health Services, 45. Access Criteria and Medical Necessity, 47. Selecting a Provider, 50. Your Right to Access Medi-Cal Records and Provider Directory Information Using Smart Devices, 54. Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination, 55. Problem Resolution Processes, 59. The Grievance Process, 62. The Appeal Process, Standard and Expedited, 65. The State Fair Hearing Process, 71. Important Information About the Medi-Cal Program, 76. Advanced Directive, 81. Beneficiary Rights and Responsibilities, 83. Transition of Care Requests, 87. Provider Directory, 91. And formats. Other languages. You can get this beneficiary handbook and other plan materials in other languages at no cost to you. We provide written translations from qualified translators. Call 855-625-4657, TTY 711. This call is toll free. Read this beneficiary handbook to learn more about healthcare language assistance services, such as interpreter and translation services. Other formats. You can get this information in other formats, such as Braille, 20-point, large font, audio, and accessible electronic formats at no cost to you. Call 855-625-4657 or TTY 711. The call is toll-free. Interpreter services. Orange County's Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System provides oral interpretation services from a qualified interpreter on a 24-hour basis at no cost to you. You do not have to use a family member or friend as an interpreter. We discourage the use of minors as interpreters unless it's an emergency. Interpreter, linguistic, and cultural services are available at no cost to you. Help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For language help or to get this handbook in a different language, call 855-625-4657 or TTY 711. The call is toll-free. Non-discrimination notice. Discrimination is against the law. Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System follows state and federal civil rights laws. Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System does not unlawfully discriminate, exclude people, or treat them differently because of sex, race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, ethnic group identification, age, mental disability, physical disability, medical condition, genetic information, marital status, gender, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Orange County's Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System provides free aids and services to people with disabilities to help them communicate better, such as qualified sign language interpreters, written information in other formats, large print, braille, audio, or accessible electronic formats, free language services to people whose primary language is not English, such as qualified interpreters, information written in other languages. If you need these services, contact the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by calling 800-723-8641. Or if you cannot hear or speak well, please call 800-723-8641. Upon request, this document can be made available to you in Braille, large print, audio, or accessible electronic formats. How to file a grievance. If you believe the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System has ancestry, national origin, ethnic group identification, age, mental disability, physical disability, mental condition, genetic information, marital status, gender, gender identity, or sexual orientation, you can file a grievance with the Orange County Civil Rights Coordinator. You can file a grievance by phone, in writing, or in person electronically. By phone, contact Orange County's Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System between 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by calling 866-308-3074. Or if you cannot hear or speak well, please call 866-308-3073. In writing, fill out a complaint form or write a letter and send it to Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System, 400 Civic Center Drive, 4th floor, Santa Ana, California, 92701. In person, visit your doctor's office or Orange County's Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System and say you want to file a grievance. Electronically, visit the Orange County's Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System's website at https://www.ochealthinfo.com. to print out the grievance form to submit it in writing or in person. Office of Civil Rights, California Department of Healthcare Services. You can also file a civil rights complaint with the California Department of Healthcare Services, Office of Civil Rights by phone, in writing, or electronically. By phone, call 916-440-7370. If you cannot speak or hear well, please call 711, California State Relay. In writing, fill out a complaint form or send a letter to Department of Healthcare Services, Office of Civil Rights, P.O. Box 997-413-MS-0009, Sacramento, California 95899-7413. Complaint forms are available at https://www.dhcs.ca.gov/discrimination-grievance-procedures. Electronically, you can send an email to civilrights@dhcs.ca.gov. Office of Civil Rights, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. If you believe you have been discriminated against on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex, you can also file a civil rights complaint with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office for Civil Rights, by phone, in writing, or electronically. By phone, call 1-800-368-1019. If you cannot speak or hear well, please call TTY-TDD 1-800-537-7697. In writing, fill out a complaint form or send a letter to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 200 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Room 509F, HHH Building, Washington, D.C., 20201. Complaint forms are available at http://www.hhs.gov/ocr/office/file/index.html. Electronically, visit the Office for Civil Rights Complaint Portal at https://ocr/portal.hhs.gov/ocr/portal/lobby.jsf. General information. Why is it important to read this handbook? Welcome to Orange County's Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System, DMC-ODS. We refer to this system as the County Plan throughout this handbook. The County Plan provides substance use disorder treatment, SUD treatment services, for all eligible Medi-Cal beneficiaries who reside in Orange County. Our mission is to prevent substance use and mental health disorders when signs are present, to intervene early and appropriately, and when assessment indicate that treatment is required, to provide the right type of treatment at the right place by the right person or program to help individuals to achieve and maintain the highest quality of health and wellness. As a beneficiary, your plan offers a full range of SUD treatment services to you when they are medically necessary. The county plan requires for treatment placement decisions to follow the criteria established by the American Society of Addiction Medicine, ASAM. There are several ways you can access SUD services from your plan. Upon your request for services, the county plan will arrange for you to receive an ASAM-based assessment to determine the correct type of services you need and to help you get started as soon as possible. In many cases, your eligibility to access services can be determined and approved immediately. However, certain types of services, such as residential services or out-of-network services, require prior authorization. Your county plan provider will help guide you through that process if necessary. It is important that you understand how the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County Plan works so you can get the care you need. This handbook explains your benefits and how to get care. It will also answer many of your questions. You will learn how to receive substance use disorder treatment services through your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County, what benefits you have access to, what to do if you have a question or problem, your rights and responsibility as a beneficiary of your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County. If you don't read this handbook now, you should keep this handbook so you can read it later. Use this handbook as an addition to the beneficiary handbook that you received when you enrolled in your current Medi-Cal benefit. Your Medi-Cal benefit could be with a Medi-Cal managed care plan or with the regular Medi-Cal fee-for-service program. As a beneficiary of your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County Plan, your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County is responsible for determining if you meet access criteria for Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County services from the county or its provider network, coordinating your care with other plans or delivery systems as needed to facilitate care transitions and guide referrals for beneficiaries, ensuring that the referral loop is closed and the new provider accepts the care of the beneficiary, providing a toll-free number that is answered 24 hours a day and 7 days a week that can tell you about how to get services from the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System. You can also contact Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System at 855-625-4657 to request the availability of after-hours care. Having enough providers close to you to make sure that you can get the substance use treatment services covered by the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System if you need them. Informing and educating you about services available from your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System. Providing you services in your language or by an interpreter if necessary, free of charge, and letting you know these interpreter services are available. Providing you with written information about what is available to you in other languages or formats. This handbook and other beneficiary informing materials are also available in all county threshold languages, which are Arabic, Farsi, Korean, Spanish, Vietnamese, and Chinese. These materials are also available in large print and audio upon request. You'll be offered these materials at the time you enter any program. At that time, you may request a printed copy of these materials, and you'll be provided with an internet link to the same materials. In addition, at any time, you may request these materials from your provider. To access your beneficiary informing materials online, follow this link, www.ochealthinfo.com/DMC-ODS. Providing you with a notice of any significant change in the information specified in this handbook at least 30 days before the intended effective date of change. A change would be considered significant when there is an increase or decrease in the amount or type of services that are available, or if there is an increase or decrease in the number of network providers, or if there is any other change that would impact the benefits you receive through the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County. Ensuring that you have continued access to your previous or current out-of-network provider for a period of time is changing providers would cause your health to suffer or increase your risk of hospitalization. You can access your member services staff by calling 855-625-4657 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The county's Plan Beneficiary Access Line, BAL, also staffs and operates a toll-free access line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can reach the BAL anytime by calling 800-723-8641. Both lines are staffed by clinicians who speak the prevalent non-English threshold languages of the majority of callers in Orange County, which are Arabic, Farsi, Korean, Spanish, Vietnamese, and Chinese. Interpretation for other languages is available upon request. For callers who may require language translation services, your plan utilizes a telephone language line or equivalent interpreter services. California Relay Service, which is ADA compliant and provides a full range of relay services, including use of TTY, is used for deaf, hard of hearing callers. You can reach the Relay Service voice or TTY in English or Spanish by calling 800-855-7100. In addition, the Video Relay Service, VRS, for deaf or hard of hearing is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. VRS connects automatically when a deaf or hard of hearing video phone user calls or is contacted. For questions about utilization management, call 714-834-5601 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Information for beneficiaries who need materials in a different language. All written materials are available in the county's threshold languages. Information on how to access interpreting services is available in all threshold languages at every treatment location. When necessary, the plan also utilizes a telephone language line that offers translation services in all languages. Ask your provider for any materials you wish to receive in another language. Information for beneficiaries who have trouble reading. All information materials are available in alternative formats such as large print or audio. You can ask your provider for these versions anytime, and you can also access these materials anytime by clicking on this link, www.ochealthinfo.com/DMC-ODS. information for beneficiaries who are hearing impaired. The California Relay Service provides a full range of relay services, including use of TTY and VSR for hearing impaired callers. You can reach the California Relay Service by calling 800-855-7100. The video relay service may also be used for deaf and hard of hearing beneficiaries. VRS connects automatically when a deaf or hard of hearing video phone user calls or is contacted. Information for beneficiaries who are vision impaired. Informing materials are available on audio disc, CD, from your provider and also at www.ochealthinfo.com/DMC-ODS in all threshold languages. Notice of Privacy Practices. The Notice of Privacy Practices is available in all threshold languages at every treatment location and will be provided to you upon enrollment. Services. What are Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County Services? Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County Services are healthcare services for people who have a substance use condition or, in some instances, are at risk of developing a substance use condition that a pediatrician or general practitioner may not be able to treat. You can refer to the Screening, Brief Intervention, Referral to Treatment, and Early Intervention Services section of this notice for further information. Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County Services include outpatient treatment services, intensive outpatient treatment services, partial hospitalization services, residential or inpatient treatment services, withdrawal management services, narcotic treatment program services, medications for addiction treatment, MAT, recovery services, peer support services, care coordination services, contingency management, mobile crisis. Services offered in the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County are also available by telephone or telehealth, except medical evaluations for narcotic treatment services and withdrawal management. If you would like to learn more about each Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System service that may be available to you, see the descriptions below. Outpatient treatment services. Counseling services are provided to beneficiaries up to 9 hours a week for adults and less than 6 hours a week for beneficiaries under the age of 21 when medically necessary. Services may exceed the maximum based on individual medical necessity. Services can be provided by a licensed professional or a certified counselor in any appropriate setting in the community, in person, by telephone, or by telehealth. Outpatient services include assessment, care coordination, counseling, family therapy, medication services, medications for addiction treatment for opioid use disorder, medications for addiction treatment for alcohol use disorder, and other non-opioid substance use disorders, patient education, recovery services, and substance use disorder crisis intervention services. Outpatient drug-free, ODF, services are available at county and contracted operated programs throughout the county. Outpatient clinics are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., with evening hours at least one night per week at most locations. Some contract providers also offer outpatient services at least 6 hours on Saturdays. See your provider for their specific location hours. The Adult SUD System of Care also offers specialized programs for DMC beneficiaries. In partnership with other agencies like probation, the Collaborative Courts, and Social Services Agency, specialized services include Perinatal Drug Court, DUI Court, AB-109, CalWORKs, Deaf and Hard of Hearing. Most of these specialized programs require direct referrals from the partner agencies. Adolescent ODF services are available in each of the regions of the county and are offered in accordance with the current Adolescent Substance Use Disorders Best Practices Guide published by the Department of Healthcare Services at this link, https://adol%20%20.pdf. Intensive outpatient services. Intensive outpatient services are provided to beneficiaries a minimum of 9 hours with a maximum of 19 hours a week for adults and a minimum of 6 hours with a maximum of 19 hours a week for beneficiaries under the age 21 when determined to be medically necessary. Services consist primarily of counseling and education about addiction-related problems. Services can be provided by a licensed professional or a certified counselor in a structured setting. Intensive outpatient treatment services may be provided in person, by telehealth, or by telephone. Intensive outpatient services include the same components as outpatient services. The increased number of hours of service is the main difference. Intensive outpatient treatment services are available at county and contracted operated programs throughout the county. IOT clinics are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. with evening hours at least one night per week at most locations. Some contract providers also offer outpatient services at least 6 hours on Saturdays. See your provider for their specific location hours. The Adult SUD System of Care also offers specialized programs for DMC beneficiaries in partnership with other agencies like probation, the Collaborative Courts, and Social Services Agency. Specialized services include perinatal, drug court, DUI court, AB 109, CalWORKs, and deaf and hard of hearing. Most of these specialized programs require direct referrals. Adolescent IOT services are available in each of the regions of the county and are offered in accordance with the current Adolescent Substance Abuse Best Practices Guide published by the Department of Healthcare Services. When medically necessary, adolescents may obtain additional services under the Early and Periodic Screening, Diagnosis, and Treatment, EPSTD, benefit. For more information about this benefit, see the EPSTD section below. Partial hospitalization varies by county. Beneficiaries under the age of 21 may be eligible for service under the Early Periodic Screening, Diagnostic, and Treatment, regardless of their county or residence. Partial hospitalization services include 20 or more hours of clinically intensive programming per week, as medically necessary. Partial hospitalization programs typically have direct access to psychiatric, medical, and laboratory services and meet the identified needs which warrant daily monitoring or management, but which can be appropriately addressed in the clinically intensive outpatient setting. Services may be provided in person, by synchronous telehealth, or by telephone. Partial hospitalization services are similar to intensive outpatient services, with an increase in the number of hours and additional access to medical services being the main differences. The Orange County plan does not offer this level of care. Residential treatment, subject to authorization by the county. Residential treatment is a non-institutional, 24-hour, non-medical, short-term residential program that provides rehabilitation services to beneficiaries with a substance use disorder diagnosis when determined as medically necessary. The beneficiaries shall live on the premises and shall be supported in their efforts to restore, maintain, apply interpersonal and independent living skills, and access community support systems. Most services are provided in person. However, telehealth and telephone may also be used to provide services while a person is in residential treatment. Providers and residents work collaboratively to define barriers, set priorities, establish goals, and solve substance use disorder related problems. Goals include sustaining abstinence, preparing for relapse triggers, improving personal health and social functioning, and engaging in continuing care. Residential services require prior authorization by Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System. Residential services include intake and assessment, care coordination, individual counseling, group counseling, family therapy, medication services, medication for addiction treatment for opioid use disorder, medications for addiction treatment for alcohol use disorder, and other non-opioid substance use disorders, patient education, recovery services, and substance use disorder and crisis intervention services. Residential services providers are required to either offer medications for addiction treatment directly on site or facilitate access to medications for addiction treatment off site during residential treatment. Residential services providers do not meet this requirement by only providing the contact information for medications for addiction treatment providers. Residential services providers are required to offer and prescribe medications to beneficiaries covered under the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System. You may access residential treatment for as long as this is medically necessary. Your provider will request authorization for your treatment from the county's authorization unit, and once approved, you will be eligible to receive the full scope of services. If your condition requires you to stay in residential treatment for more than 30 days, your provider will complete assessment documentation to substantiate this at no less than 30-day intervals. However, additional reauthorization of services is not required. You can find the current procedure for residential treatment authorization posted on the county's policies and procedures PNP webpage found here, www.ochealthinfo.com/BHS/PNP. Inpatient treatment services subject to authorization by county varies by county. Beneficiaries under the age 21 may be eligible for the service under early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment regardless of their county residence. Inpatient services are provided in a 24-hour setting that provides professionally directed evaluation, observation, medical monitoring, and addiction treatment in an inpatient setting. Most services are provided in person. However, telehealth and telephone may also be used to provide services while a person is in inpatient treatment. Inpatient services are highly structured, and a physician is likely available on site 24 hours daily, along with a registered nurse, addiction counselors, and other clinical staff. Inpatient services include assessment, care coordination, counseling, family therapy, medication services, medications for addiction treatment for opioid use disorder, medications for addiction treatment for alcohol use disorder, and other non-opioid substance use disorders, patient education, recovery services, and substance use disorder crisis intervention services. To access these services within Orange County DMC ODS plan, please discuss with your provider or call the beneficiary access line at 800-723-8641. Narcotic treatment program. Narcotic treatment program are outpatient programs that provide FDA-approved drugs to treat substance use disorders when ordered by a physician as medically necessary. Narcotic treatment programs are required to offer and prescribe medications to beneficiaries covered under the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System formulary, including methadone, buprenorphine, naloxone, and disulfiram. A beneficiary may be offered at minimum 50 minutes of counseling sessions per calendar month. These counseling services can be provided in person, by telehealth, or by telephone. Narcotic treatment services include assessment, care coordination, counseling, family therapy, medical psychotherapy, medication services, medication for addiction treatment for opioid use disorder, medications for addiction treatment for alcohol use disorder and other non-opioid substance use disorders, patient education, recovery services, and substance use disorder crisis intervention services. NTP services are available to adults 18 years of age and older, 7 days a week, and are provided by licensed NTP facilities. Adolescents ages 12 to 17 may also access NTP services in some cases when appropriate and with proper parent or legal guardian consent. You must be a resident of Orange County to receive NTP services in Orange County NTP sites. Courtesy dosing of Orange County residents at other counties occurs on a case-by-case basis, and the process is determined by the county providing the courtesy dose. Orange County provides courtesy dosing to DMC beneficiaries who are residents of other counties on a case-by-case basis and when medically necessary. Beneficiaries should contact the NTP to determine the steps that will be needed to obtain an occasional dose outside of their county of residence. Withdrawal management. Withdrawal management services are urgent and provided on a short-term basis. Withdrawal management services can be provided before a full assessment has been completed and may be provided in the outpatient, residential, or inpatient setting. Regardless in which type of setting, the beneficiary shall be monitored during the withdrawal management process. Beneficiaries receiving withdrawal management in a residential or inpatient setting shall reside at the facility. Medically necessary rehabilitative and habilitative services are prescribed by a licensed physician or licensed prescriber. Withdrawal management services include assessment, care coordination, medication services, medication for addiction treatment for opioid use disorder, medications for addiction treatment for alcohol use disorder and other non-opioid substance use disorders, observation and recovery services. Your plan offers residential, non-institutional, non-medical withdrawal management programs that utilize a social model detox system for a maximum of 7 days. At least one provider allows and manages medications brought in and taken by the beneficiary to assist in reducing the discomfort of withdrawal side effects. Eligible members can receive inpatient withdrawal management treatment services at subacute and acute care hospitals, as described above in inpatient treatment services section. Acute withdrawal management services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you are experiencing acute or severe withdrawal, go to your nearest emergency room. Medications for addiction treatment. Medications for addiction treatment services are available in clinical and non-clinical settings. Medications for addiction treatment include all FDA-approved medications and biological products to treat alcohol use disorder, opioid use disorder, and any substance use disorder. Beneficiaries have a right to be offered medications for addiction treatment on-site or through a referral outside of the facility. A list of approved medications include acamprosate calcium, buprenorphine hydrochloride, Buprenorphine extended release injectable, Sublocade, buprenorphine naloxone hydrochloride, naloxone hydrochloride, naltrexone microsphere injectable suspension, Vivitrol, lofexidine hydrochloride, Lisinopril, disulfiram, antabuse, methadone, delivered by narcotic treatment programs. Medications for addiction treatment may be provided with the following services: assessment, care coordination, individual counseling, group counseling, family therapy, medication services, patient education, recovery services, substance use disorder crisis intervention services, and withdrawal management services. Medications for addiction treatment may be provided as a part of an all-drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system services, including outpatient treatment services, intensive outpatient services, and residential treatment, for example. Beneficiaries may access medication for addiction treatment outside of the drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county as well. For instance, medication for addiction treatment, such as buprenorphine, can be prescribed by some prescribers in primary care settings that work with your Medi-Cal managed care plan, the regular Medi-Cal fee-for-service program, and can be dispensed or administered at the pharmacy. MAT is provided when medically necessary and can occur in conjunction with any of the ASAM levels of care that are covered under the plan. MAT is also offered to beneficiaries in the criminal justice setting to help transition them into one of the DMC ODS programs to continue their treatment. Care coordinators help coordinate treatment and ancillary services to support these transitions. If your provider does not offer MAT services on site, your provider can help to coordinate and link you with a MAT program so you can receive MAT services if needed. Peer support services varies by county. Beneficiaries under age 21 may be eligible for the service under early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment regardless of their county of residence. Providing peer support services is optional for participating counties. Orange County has opted into this benefit. Peer support services are culturally competent individual and group services that promote recovery, resiliency, engagement, socialization, self-sufficiency, self-advocacy, development of natural supports, and identification of strengths through structured activities. These services can be provided to you or your designated significant support person and can be received at the same time as you receive other drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system services. The peer specialist and peer support services is an individual who has lived experience with mental health or substance use conditions and is in recovery who has completed the requirements of a county's state-approved certification program, who is certified by the counties, and who provides these services under the direction of a behavioral health professional who is licensed, waivered, or registered with the state. Peer support services include individual and group coaching, educational skill building groups, resource navigation, engagement services to encourage you to participate in behavioral health treatment, and therapeutic activities such as promoting self-advocacy. Peer support services may be provided in a clinical or non-clinical setting. Peer support services are available to all clients based on an approved plan of care and can be delivered as a standalone service or currently with other DMC ODS services. Please ask your provider about peer services at their location or how you can access these services with another provider. Recovery services. Recovery services can be important to your recovery and wellness. Recovery services can help you connect to the treatment community to manage your health and healthcare. Therefore, this service emphasizes your role in managing your health, using effective self-management support strategies, and organizing internal and community resources to provide ongoing self-management support. You may receive recovery services based on your self-assessment or provider assessment of relapse risk. Services may be provided in person, by telehealth, or by telephone. Recovery services include assessment, care coordination, individual counseling, group counseling, family therapy, recovery monitoring, and relapse prevention components. All levels of care of the plan offer recovery services to county beneficiaries, whether or not a beneficiary is actively participating in structured SUD treatment. You do not need to be enrolled into a treatment program to access recovery services only. Services can also be an ancillary service to other treatment services to help supplement your efforts towards relapse prevention and self-management of your recovery. You may enroll simultaneously in recovery services while receiving treatment services at another level of care, including NTP and MAT. You can access recovery services even if you have not been using drugs or alcohol recently, or if you are exiting jail or another institutional setting. Coordination. Care coordination services consist of activities to provide coordination of substance use disorder, care, mental health care, and medical care, and to provide connections to services and supports for your health. Care coordination is provided with all services and can occur in clinical or non-clinical settings, including your community. Care coordination services include coordinating with medical and mental health providers to monitor and support health conditions, discharge planning, and coordinate with ancillary services, including connecting you to community-based services such as childcare, transportation, and housing. Your plan offers care coordination services by licensed, certified, or registered staff at all levels of care. Your care coordination or case manager can help provide you with advocacy, care coordination of physical health and mental health, assistance with transportation, housing, vocational services, education and transition services to help you back on the track you want to be. The amount and types of care coordination that beneficiaries receive depend on the person's specific needs, and care coordination is provided in accordance with the person's goals. In some cases, beneficiaries will receive more intense and targeted care coordination services to support their successful participation in SUD treatment services. This will be determined by the beneficiary and the provider based on the beneficiary's needs. You can always discuss care coordination services with your provider to make sure you are receiving the most benefit out of your plan. Contingency management varies by county. Beneficiaries under the age of 21 may be eligible for service under early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment regardless of their county of residence. Providing contingency management services is optional for participating counties. Orange County is participating in this benefit during the pilot phase. Contingency management services are an evidence-based treatment for stimulant use disorder where eligible beneficiaries will participate in a structured 24-week outpatient contingency management service, followed by 6 or more months of additional treatment and recovery support services without incentives. The initial 12 weeks of contingency management services include a series of incentives for meeting treatment goals, specifically not using stimulants, example given cocaine, amphetamine, methamphetamine, which will be verified by urine drug tests. The incentives consist of cash equivalents, example given gift cards. Contingency management services are only available to beneficiaries who are receiving services in a non-residential setting operated by a participating provider and are enrolled in a participating in a comprehensive individualized course of treatment. Beneficiaries should ask their provider if they are offering contingency management, also known as motivational incentives, if they are interested in this program, as not all county programs are approved contingency management providers. Also, to qualify for contingency management motivation incentive, a client must demonstrate treatment or medication adherence of non-use of substances through evidence, like negative drug tests. Mobile crisis services varies by county. Beneficiaries under the age 21 may be eligible for the service under early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment regardless of their county of residence. Mobile crisis services are available if you are experiencing a mental health and/or substance use crisis, behavioral health crisis. Call OC Links toll-free at 855-625-4657 or visit online at https://www.ochealthinfo.com/services-programs/mental-health-crisis-recovery/navigation-help-resources/oc-links. Mobile crisis services are services provided by health professionals at location where you are experiencing a crisis, including your home, work, school, or any other locations, excluding a hospital or other facility setting. Mobile crisis services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. Mobile crisis services include rapid response, individual assessment, and community-based stabilization. If you need further care, the mobile providers will also facilitate warm handoffs or referrals to other services. Mobile crisis services, OC Links, are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Mobile crisis services include rapid response, crisis evaluation, and linkage to clinically indicated level of care. This can be a higher or lower level of care dependent on the crisis. Community response will be to anywhere within the County of Orange, including unincorporated areas. Screening, assessment, brief intervention, and referral to treatment. Alcohol and drug screening, assessment, brief interventions, and referral to treatment is not a drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system benefit. It is a benefit in Medi-Cal fee-for-service and Medi-Cal managed care delivery system for beneficiaries that are age 11 years and older. Managed care plans must provide covered substance use disorder services, including alcohol and drug use screening, assessment, brief interventions, and referral to treatment, SABIRT, for beneficiaries ages 11 years and older. Early intervention services. Early intervention services are covered drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system service for beneficiaries under age 21. Any beneficiary under age 21 who is screened and determined to be at risk of developing a substance use disorder may receive any service covered under the outpatient level of service as early as intervention services. As substance use disorder diagnosis is not required for early intervention services for beneficiaries under the age of 21. Early periodic screening, diagnosis, and treatment. Beneficiaries under age 21 are eligible to get the services described earlier in this handbook, as well as additional Medi-Cal services through a benefit called early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment. To be eligible for early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment services, a beneficiary must be under age 21 and have full scope Medi-Cal. Early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment cover services that are medically necessary to correct or help defects and physical and behavioral health conditions. Services that sustain, support, improve, or make a condition more tolerable are considered to help the condition and are covered as early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment services. The access criteria for beneficiaries under 21 is different and more flexible than the access criteria for adults accessing drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system services to meet the early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment mandate and the intent for prevention and early intervention of substance use disorder conditions. Have questions about the early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment services, please call Orange County's Children and Youth Services between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 714-834-5015 or visit the DHCS Early and Periodic Screening, Diagnostic, and Treatment website. Substance use disorders services available for managed care plans or regular Medi-Cal fee-for-service program. Managed care plans must provide covered substance use disorder services, including alcohol and drug use screening, assessment, brief interventions, and referral to treatment, SABIRT, for beneficiaries ages 11 and older, including pregnant members, in primary care settings and tobacco, alcohol, and illicit drug screening. Managed care plans must also provide or arrange for the provision of medications for addiction treatment, also known as medication-assisted treatment, provided in primary care, inpatient hospital, emergency departments, and other contracted medical settings. Managed care plans must also provide emergency services necessary to stabilize the beneficiary, including voluntary inpatient detoxification. Additional county-specific information. If you have questions about substance use disorder services available through your regular health plan, contact Cal Optima Customer Service at 714-246-8500 or 888-587-8088 or TTY at 800-735-2929 or ask your primary care physician or health plan administrator. How to get drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system services. How do I get drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system services? If you think you need substance use treatment services, you can get services by asking the drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county for them yourself. You can call your county toll-free number listed on the front of this handbook. You may also be referred to your drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county for substance use treatment services in other ways. Your drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county is required to accept referrals for substance use disorder treatment services from physicians, behavioral health professionals, and other primary care providers who you think may need these services and from your Medi-Cal managed care health plan, if you are a beneficiary. Usually, your general practitioner or the Medi-Cal managed care health plan will need your permission or permission of the parent or caregiver of a child to make the referral, unless there is an emergency. Other people and organizations may also make referrals to the county, including schools, county welfare or social services departments, conservators, guardians or family members, and law enforcement agencies. The covered services are available through Orange County's provider network. If any contracted provider objects to performing or otherwise supporting any covered service, Orange County will arrange for another provider to perform the service. Your county may not deny a request to do an initial assessment to determine whether you meet the criteria to access Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County services. Orange County offers an initial screening to determine a beneficiary's appropriate level of care. Beneficiaries are referred to a provider of the level of care identified by initial screening, and the provider completes a full assessment of the beneficiary needs based on the ASAM criteria. If it is determined that the beneficiary is appropriate for the level of care offered by that provider, the provider also completes all the needed enrollment steps to begin offering services to the beneficiary right away. For outpatient services, appointments are offered within 10 days of the initial request. NTP services are offered within 3 days. Residential care requests for treatment authorizations are processed within 24 hours of the provider's initial request. If the full assessment conducted by the first provider determines that the beneficiary is more appropriate for a level of care other than the one offered by the provider will work with the beneficiary to connect him or her to the right provider. The plan offers warm handoffs to make this process easier. A warm handoff requires the beneficiary's written authorization to disclose, ATD, the beneficiary's protected health information to receiving provider. This allows network providers to communicate with each other and with the beneficiary to ensure that referrals and linkages to other services are completed successfully. The plan also offers warm handoffs and linkages to other ASAM levels of care as beneficiaries progress through treatment. A beneficiary may begin treatment in one level of care, but then may need to move to another level of care, either higher or lower. If this is the case, the beneficiary's care coordinator will work with the beneficiary to help transition the beneficiary into the appropriate level of care and will offer a warm handoff. If you have questions about transitions of care and warm handoffs, ask your service provider or call member services. Where can I get Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services? Orange County is participating in the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System program. Since you are a resident of Orange County, you can get Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services in the county where you live through the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System. For Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services not provided within your county will arrange for you to receive services out of county when necessary and appropriate. Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county has substance use disorder treatment providers available to treat conditions that are covered by Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county. Other counties that are not participating in the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System can provide the following Drug Medi-Cal services: intensive outpatient treatment, narcotic treatment, outpatient treatment, perinatal residential substance abuse service, excluding room and board. If you are under the age of 21, you are also eligible for early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment services in any other county across the state. After-hours care. The 24-hour beneficiary access line at 800-723-8641 is available to respond to after-hours calls regarding access to services and to make referrals as appropriate. If there is an emergency requiring medical care, members may be directed to the 911 system. If you are already enrolled with a provider, your provider also offers after-hour support. Please refer to your enrollment information packet for your specific provider's after-hours contact information. How do I know when I need help? Many people have difficult times in life and may experience substance use-related problems. The most important thing to remember is that help is available. If you are eligible for Medi-Cal and think you may need to professional help, you should request an assessment from your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county to find out for sure, since you currently reside in a participating Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county. How do I know when a child or teenager needs help? You may contact your participating Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county for an assessment for your child or teenager if you think they are showing any of the signs of substance use. If your child or teenager qualifies for Medi-Cal and the county assessment indicates the drug and alcohol treatment services covered by the participating county are needed, the county will arrange for your child or teenager to receive the services. When can I get Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county services? Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county has to meet the state's appointment time standards when scheduling an appointment for you to receive services from the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county. The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county must offer you an appointment that meets the following appointment time standards: within 10 business days of your non-urgent request to start services with a substance use disorder provider for outpatient and intensive outpatient services; within 3 business days of your request for narcotic treatment program services; A follow-up non-urgent appointment within 10 days if you're undergoing a course of treatment for an ongoing substance use disorder, except for certain cases identified by your treating provider. However, these times may be longer if your provider has determined that a longer waiting time is medically appropriate and not harmful to your health. If you have been told you have been placed on a wait list and feel the length of time is detrimental to your health, contact your plan at 855-625-4657. You have the right to file a grievance if you do not receive timely care. For more information about filing a grievance, please see the grievance process section of this handbook. Who decides which services I will get? You, your provider, and the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County are all involved in deciding what services you need to receive through Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County. A substance use disorder service provider will talk with you, and through their assessment, they will help recommend which services are appropriate based on your needs. You will be able to receive some services while your provider conducts this assessment. If you are under the age of 21, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must provide medically necessary services that will help to correct or improve your mental health condition. Services that sustain, support, improve, or make more tolerable a behavioral health condition are considered medically necessary. Additional county-specific information. There are multiple ways for you to access Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System, in addition to calling your beneficiary access line 24 hours per day, 7 days a week at 800-723-8641. You can also call or go to any of our providers directly to ask for services. How to get mental health services. Where can I get specialty mental health services? You can get specialty mental health services in the county where you live and outside your county if necessary. If you'll like to access specialty mental health services, SMHS, call your beneficiary access line at 800-723-8641 and they will help connect you with a mental health service provider. You can also learn more about the county's mental health plan, MHP, by visiting http://www.ochealthinfo.com/bhs/about/medical. Each county has specialty mental health services for children, youth, adults, and older adults. If you are under age 21, you are eligible for additional coverage and benefits under early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment. Your mental health plan will determine if you meet the access criteria for specialty mental health services. If you do, the mental health plan will refer you to a mental health provider who will assess your needs to determine which services are recommended to meet your needs. You can also request an assessment from your managed care plan if you are enrolled as a beneficiary with a managed care plan. If your managed care plan determines that you meet the access criteria for specialty mental health services, the managed care plan will refer you to receive services from the mental health plan or help you transition your services from the managed care plan to the mental health plan. There is no wrong door for accessing mental health services, meaning you may even be able to receive non-specialty mental health services through your managed care plan in addition to specialty mental health services. You can access these services through your mental health provider if your provider determines that services are clinically appropriate for you as long as those services are coordinated and not duplicative. Additional county-specific information. Your DMCODS provider can help you with some of your mental health needs too. If you need more intensive or specialized mental health services, your DMCODS provider can coordinate care for you to receive those services from a mental health provider. With your permission, your DMCODS provider and your mental health provider can work together to make sure your needs for both conditions are met. Criteria and medical necessity. What are the access criteria for coverage of substance use disorder treatment services? As part of deciding if you need substance use treatment services, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will work with you and your provider to decide if you meet the access criteria to receive Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services. This section explains how your participating county will make that decision. Your provider will work with you to conduct an assessment to determine which Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services are most appropriate for you. This assessment must be performed face-to-face through telehealth or by telephone. You may receive some services while the assessment is taking place. After your provider completes the assessment, they will determine if you meet the following access criteria to receive services through the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System. You must be enrolled in Medi-Cal. You must reside in a county that is participating in the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System. You must have at least one diagnosis from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders for a substance-related and addictive disorder, with the exception of tobacco-related disorders and non-substance-related disorders, or have a or have had at least one diagnosis from the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual of Mental Disorders for Substance-Related and Addictive Disorders prior to being incarcerated or during incarceration, with the exception of tobacco-related disorders and non-substance-related disorders. Beneficiaries under age 21 may receive all drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system services when a provider determines that the service would correct or help substance misuse of a substance use disorder, even if a diagnosis has not been determined. Even if your county of residence does not participate in the drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system, if you are under age 21, you may still receive these services. What is medical necessity? Services you receive must be medically necessary and appropriate to address your condition. For individuals 21 years of age and older, a service is medically necessary when it is reasonable and necessary to protect your life, prevent significant illness or disability, or to alleviate severe pain. For beneficiaries under age 21, a service is medically necessary if the service corrects or helps substance misuse or a substance use disorder. Services that sustain, support, improve, or make more tolerable substance misuse or substance use disorder are considered to help the condition and are thus covered as early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment services. Additional county-specific information. Only a licensed professional of the healing arts, LPHA, can establish medical necessity. This is because only a licensed professional has the education and training necessary to determine if your condition meets the criteria for a substance use disorder diagnosis and what treatments are more likely to help treat that disorder. You will meet with an LPHA at your program at some point early in your assessment and treatment process. Selecting a provider. How do I find a provider for the substance use disorder treatment services I need? The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County may put some limits on your choice of providers. You can request your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County provide you with an initial choice of providers. Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must also allow you to change providers. If you ask to change providers, the county must allow you to choose a provider to the extent possible and appropriate. Your county is required to post a current provider directory online. If you have questions about current providers or would like an updated provider directory, visit your county website, https://www.ochealthinfo.com/DMC-ODS, or call the county's toll-free number. A current provider directory is available electronically on the county's website, or you can get a paper copy in the mail upon request. Sometimes Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County contract providers choose to no longer provide Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services as a provider of the county, no longer contracts with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County, or no longer accepts Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System patients on their own or at the request of the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County. When this happens, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must make an effort to give written notice of termination of a county contracted provider within 15 days after receipt or issuance of the termination notice to each person who is receiving substance use disorder treatment services from the provider. American Indian and Alaska Native individuals who are eligible for Medi-Cal and reside in counties that have opted into the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County can also receive Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County services through Indian healthcare providers that have a necessary Drug Medi-Cal certification. Once I find a provider, can the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County tell the provider what services I get? You, your provider, and the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County are all involved in the deciding what services you need to receive through the county by the following access criteria for Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services. Sometimes the county will leave the decision to you and the provider. Other times, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County may require your provider to demonstrate the reasons the provider thinks you need a service before the service is provided. The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must use a qualified professional to do the review. The review process is called the plan authorization process. Prior authorization for services is allowed only for residential and inpatient services, excluding withdrawal management services. The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's authorization process must follow specific timelines. For standard authorization, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must make a decision on your provider's request within 14 calendar days. If you or your provider request, or if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County thinks it is in your interest to get more information from your provider, the timeline can be extended for up to another 14 calendar days. An example of when an extension might be in your interest is when the county thinks it might be able to approve your provider's request for authorization if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county had additional information from your provider and would have to deny the request without the information. If the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county extends the timeline, the county will send you a written notice about the extension. If the county doesn't make a decision within the timeline required for a standard or expedited authorization request, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county must send you a notice of adverse benefit determination telling you that the services are denied and that you may file an appeal or ask for a state fair hearing. You may ask the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county for more information about its authorization process. If you don't agree with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county's decision on an authorized process, you may file an appeal with the county or ask for a state fair hearing. For more information, see the problem resolution section. Which providers does my Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county use? If you are new to the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county, a complete list of providers in your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county can be found at https://www.ochealthinfo.com/DMC-ODS and contains information about where providers are located, the substance use disorder treatment services they provide, and other information to help you access care, including information about the cultural and language services that are available from the providers. If you have questions about providers, call your county toll-free number located in the front section of this handbook. Additional county-specific information. You can always find the provider directory and many other beneficiary resources and informing materials by visiting the main DMC ODS website at https://www.ochealthinfo.com/DMC-ODS. Your right to access medical records and provider directory information using smart devices. Your county is required to create and maintain a secure system so that you can access your health records and locate a provider using common technology such as a computer, smart tablet, or mobile device. The system is called a Patient Access Application Programming Interface, API. Information to consider in selecting an application to access your medical records and locate a provider can be found on your county's website. You can find information about your Orange County's implementation of API technologies and helpful resources by visiting this location, www.ochealthinfo.com/DMC-ODS. Additional county-specific information. You can always find the provider directory and many other beneficiary resources, informing materials by visiting the main DMC ODS website at www.ochealthinfo.com/DMC-ODS. Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination. What rights do I have if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county denies the services I want or think I need? If your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county denies, limits, reduces, delays, or ends services you want or believe you should get, you have the right to a written notice called a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination from the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county. You also have a right to disagree with a decision by asking for an appeal. The sections below discuss your right to a notice and what to do if you disagree with your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county's decision. What is an adverse benefit determination? An adverse benefit determination is defined to mean any of the following actions taken by Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county. 1. The denial or limited authorization of a request service, including determinations based on the type of level of service, medical necessity, appropriateness, setting, or effectiveness of a covered benefit. 2. The reduction, suspension, or termination of a previously authorized service. 3. The denial in whole or in part of payment for a service. 4. The failure to provide services in a timely manner. 5. The failure to act within the required timeframes for standard resolution of grievances and appeals if you file a grievance with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county and the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county does not get back to you within the written decision on your grievance within 90 days. If you file an appeal with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county and the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county does not get back to you within a written decision, your appeal within 30 days, or if you filed an expedited appeal and did not receive a response within 72 hours, or 6, the denial of beneficiary's request to dispute financial liability. What is a notice of adverse benefit determination? A notice of adverse benefit determination is a written letter that your drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county will send you if it makes a decision to deny, limit, reduce, delay, or end services you and your provider believe you should get. This includes a denial of payment for a service, a denial based on claiming the services are not covered, or denial that the service is for the wrong delivery system, or a denial of a request to dispute financial liability. A notice of adverse benefit determination is also used to tell you if a grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal was not resolved in time, or if you didn't get services within the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's timeline standards for providing services. Timing of the notice. The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must mail the notice to the beneficiary at least 10 days before the date of action for termination, suspension, or reduction of a previously authorized Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County service. The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must also mail the notice to the beneficiary within 2 business days of the decision for denial of payment or for decisions resulting in denial, delay, or modification of all or part of the requested Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services. Will I always get a notice of adverse benefit determination when I don't get the services I want? Yes, you should receive a notice of adverse benefit determination. However, if you did not receive a notice, you may file an appeal with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County, or if you have completed the appeal process, you can request a state fair hearing. When you make contact with your county, indicate you experienced an adverse benefit determination but did not receive notice. Information on how to file an appeal or request a state fair hearing is included in this handbook. Information should also be available in your provider's office. What will the notice of adverse benefit determination tell me? The notice of adverse benefit determination will tell you what your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county did that affects you and your ability to get services, the effective date and the decision and the reason the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County made its decision, the state or federal rules the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County was following when it made the decision, what your rights are if you do not agree with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County did, how to receive copies of the documents, records, and other information related to the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's decision, how to file an appeal with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County, how to request a state fair hearing, how to request an expedited appeal or an expedited state fair hearing, how to get help filing an appeal or requesting a state fair hearing, how long you have to file an appeal or request a state fair hearing, your rights to continue to receive services while you wait for an appeal or state fair hearing decision, how to request the continuation of these services, and whether the cost of these services will be covered by Medi-Cal. And when you have to file your appeal or state fair hearing request if you want the services to continue. What should I do when I get a notice of adverse benefit determination? When you get a notice of adverse benefit determination, you should read all the information on the notice carefully. If you don't understand the notice, your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County can help you. You may also ask another person to help you. You can request a continuation of the services that has been discontinued when you submit an appeal or request a state fair hearing. You must request the continuation of services no later than 10 calendar days after the date of notice of adverse benefit determination was postmarked or personally given to you, or before the effect date of the change. Additional county-specific information. If you need help or have questions about the NOABD process, contact the plan's managed care team at toll-free 866-308-3074 or 714-834-5601 or TTD at 866-308-3073. Problem resolution processes. What if I don't get the services I want from my county Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System plan? Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county has a way for you to work out a problem about any issue related to the substance use disorder treatment services you are receiving. This is called the problem resolution process, and it could involve the following processes. 1. The grievance process. An expression of unhappiness about anything regarding your substance use disorder treatment services other than an adverse benefit determination. 2. The appeal process. Review of a decision, denial, termination, or reduction of services that was made about your substance use disorder treatment services by the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County or your provider. 3. The State Fair Hearing Process. Review to make sure you receive the substance use disorder treatment services which you are entitled to under the Medi-Cal program. Filing a grievance or appeal or requesting a state fair hearing will not count against you and will not impact the services you are receiving. When your grievance or appeal is complete, your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will notify you and providers and parents or guardians of the final outcome. When your state fair hearing is complete, the state fair hearing office will notify you and the provider of the final outcome. Learn more about each problem resolution process below. Can I get help to file an appeal, grievance, or state fair hearing? Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will have people available to explain these processes to you and to help you report a problem either as a grievance, an appeal, or a request for a state fair hearing. They may also help you decide if you qualify for what's called an expedited process, which means it will be reviewed more quickly because your health or stability is at risk. You may also authorize another person to act on your behalf, including your substance use disorder treatment provider or advocate. If you'd like help, call 855-625-4657. Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must give you a reasonable assistance in completing forms and other procedural steps related to a grievance or appeal. This includes, but is not limited to, providing interpreter services and toll-free numbers with TTY, TDD, and interpreter capability. What if I need help to solve a problem with my Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County plan, but don't want to file a grievance or appeal? You can get help from the state if you are having trouble finding the right people at the county to help you find your way through the system. You may contact the Department of Healthcare Services, Office of the Ombudsman, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., excluding holidays, by phone at 888-452-8609. Email at mmcdombudsmanoffice@dhcs.ca.gov. Please note, email messages are not considered confidential. You should not include personal information in an email message. You may get free legal help at your local legal aid office or other groups. You can ask about your hearing rights or free legal aid from the Public Inquiry and Response Unit. Call toll-free 1-800-952-5253. If you are deaf and use TDD, call 1-800-952-8349. Additional county-specific information. If you would like help filing an appeal, grievance, or requesting a state hearing, please call toll-free at 866-308-3074 or TDD at 866-308-3073. The grievance process. What is a grievance? A grievance is an expression of unhappiness about anything regarding your substance use disorder treatment services that are not one of the problems covered by the appeal of state fair hearing process. The grievance process will involve simple and easily understood procedures that allow you to present your grievance orally or in writing, not count against you or your provider in any way, allow you to authorize another person to act on your behalf, including a provider or advocate. If you authorize another person to act on your behalf, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County might ask you to sign a form authorizing Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County to release information to that person. Ensure the individual making the decisions are qualified to do so and not involved in any previous level of review or decision making. Identify the roles and responsibilities of you, your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County, and your provider. Provide resolution for the grievance in the required timeframes. When can I file a grievance? You can file a grievance with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County at any time if you are unhappy with the substance use disorder treatment services you are receiving from the Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County or have another concern regarding the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County. How can I file a grievance? You may call your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County to get help with a grievance. Grievances can be filed orally or in writing. Oral grievances do not have to be followed up in writing. If you want to file your grievance in writing, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will provide self-addressed envelopes at all of the provider sites for you to mail in your grievance. If you do not have a self-addressed envelope, you may mail your grievance directly to the address that is provided on the front of this handbook. How do I know if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County plan received my grievance? Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County is required to let you know that it received your grievance by sending you a written confirmation within 5 calendar days of receipt. A grievance received over the phone or in person that you agree is resolved by the end of the next business day is exempt and you may not get a letter. When will my grievance be decided? The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must make a decision about your grievance within 90 calendar days from the date you filed your grievance. Timeframes may be extended by up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension, or if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County believes that there is a need for additional information and that the delay is for your benefit. An example of when a delay might be for your benefit is when the county believes it might be able to resolve your grievance if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County had a little more time to get information from you or other people involved. How do I know if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County has made a decision about my grievance? When a decision has been made regarding your grievance, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will notify you or your representative in writing of the decision. If your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County fails to notify you or any affected parties of the grievance decision on time, then the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County is required to provide you with a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination advising you of your right to request a state fair hearing. Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County is required to provide you with a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination on the date the time frame expires. Is there a deadline to file a grievance? You may file a grievance at any time. Additional county-specific information. All providers are expected to have self-addressed and stamped grievance forms readily available at all locations and prominently displayed so you do not need to ask for one. If you are unable to find a grievance form at your provider's site and are not comfortable asking for one, contact the plan's managed care team for help and then report the issue. Call toll-free 866-308-3074 or TTD at 866-308-3073. Appeal process standard and expedited. Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County is responsible for allowing you to change a decision that was made about your substance use disorder treatment services by the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County or your provider that you do not agree with. There are two ways you can request a review. One way is using the standard appeals process. The second way is by using the expedited appeals process. These two types of appeals are similar, however, there are specific requirements to qualify for an expedited appeal. The specific requirements are explained below. What is a standard appeal? A standard appeal is a request to review of a problem you have with the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County or your provider that involves a denial or changes to services you think you need. If you request a standard appeal, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County may take up to 30 calendar days to review it. If you think waiting 30 calendar days will put your health at risk, you should ask for an expedited appeal. The standard appeals process will allow you to file an appeal in person, on the phone, or in writing. Ensure filing an appeal will not count against you or your provider in any way. Allow you to authorize another person to act on your behalf, including a provider or advocate. If you authorize another person to act on your behalf, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County might ask you to sign a form authorizing the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County to release information to that person. Have your benefits continued upon request for an appeal within the required time frame, which is 10 calendar days from the date of your Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination was postmarked or personally given to you. You do not have to pay for continued services while the appeal is pending. If you do request continuation of the benefit and the final decision of the appeal confirms the decision to reduce or discontinue the service you are receiving, you may be required to pay the cost of services furnished while the appeal was pending. Ensure that the individuals making the decision are qualified to do so and not involved in any previous level of review or decision making. Allow you or your representative to examine your case file, including your medical record and any other documents or records considered during the appeal process, before and during the appeal process. Allow you to have a reasonable opportunity to present evidence and allegations of fact or law in person or in writing. Allow you, your representative, or the legal representative of a deceased beneficiary's estate to be included as parties to the appeal. Let you know your appeal is being reviewed by sending you written confirmation. Inform you of your right to request a state fair hearing following the completion of the appeal process. When can I file an appeal? You can file an appeal with your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County if your county or one of the county contracted providers decides that you do not qualify to receive any Medi-Cal substance use disorder treatment services because you do not meet the access criteria. If your provider thinks you need a substance use disorder treatment service and asks the county for approval, but the county does not agree and denies your provider's request or change the type of frequency or service. If your provider has asked the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County for approval, but the county needs more information to make a decision and does not complete the approval process on time. If your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County does not provide services to you based on the timelines the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County has set up. If you don't think the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County is providing services soon enough to meet your needs. If your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal wasn't resolved in time. If you or your provider do not agree on the substance use disorder services you need. How can I file an appeal? You may call your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's toll-free phone number to get help with the filing of an appeal. The county will provide self-addressed envelopes at all provider sites for you to mail in your appeal. Appeals can be filed orally or in writing. If you do not have a self-addressed envelope, you may mail your appeal directly to the address in the front of this handbook, or you may submit your appeal by email to aqisgrievance@ochca.com or fax to 714-834-6575. How do I know if my appeal has been decided? Your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County Plan will notify you or your representative in writing about the decision for your appeal. The notification will have the following information: the results of the appeal resolution process, the date the appeal decision was made, if the appeal is not resolved wholly in your favor. The notice will also contain information regarding your right to a fair state fair hearing and the procedure for filing a state fair hearing. Is there a deadline to file an appeal? You must file an appeal within 60 calendar days of the date on the Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination. Keep in mind that you will not always get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination. There are no deadlines for filing an appeal when you do not get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination, so you may file this type of appeal at any time. When will a decision be made about my appeal? The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must decide on your appeal within 30 calendar days from when the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County receives your request for the appeal. Timeframes may be extended by up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension, or if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County believes that there is a need for additional information and the delay is for your benefit. An example of when a delay is for your benefit is when the county believes it might be able to approve your appeal if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County had a little more time to get information from you or your provider. What if I can't wait 30 days for my appeal decision? The appeal process may be faster if it qualifies for an expedited appeals process. What is an expedited appeal? An expedited appeal is a faster way to decide on an appeal. The expedited appeals process follows a similar process to the standard appeals process. However, you must show that waiting for a standard appeal could make your substance use condition worse. The expedited appeal process also follows different deadlines than the standard appeal. The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County has 72 hours to review expedited appeals. You can make a verbal request for an expedited appeal. You do not have to put your expedited appeal request in writing. When can I file an expedited appeal? If you think that waiting up to 30 calendar days for a standard appeal decision will jeopardize your life, health, or ability to attain, maintain, or regain maximum function, you may request an expedited resolution of an appeal. If the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County agrees that your appeal meets the requirements for an expedited appeal, your county will resolve your expedited appeal within 72 hours after the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County receives the appeal. Timeframes may be extended by up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension, or if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County shows that there is a need for additional information and that the delay is in your interest. If your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County extends the timeframes, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will give you a written explanation as to why the timeframes were extended. If the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County decides that your appeal does not qualify for an expedited appeal, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County must make reasonable efforts to give you prompt oral notice and will notify you in writing within 2 calendar days, giving you the reason for the decision. Your appeal will then follow the standard appeal timeframes outlined earlier in this section. If you disagree with the county's decision that your appeal doesn't meet the expedited appeal criteria, you may file a grievance. Once your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County resolves your expedited appeal, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will notify you and all affected parties orally and in writing. Additional county-specific information. To file an appeal or to discuss the process, contact the plan's managed care team toll-free at 866-308-3074 or TTD at 866-308-3073. The state fair hearing process. What is a state fair hearing? A state fair hearing is an independent review conducted by the California Department of Social Services to ensure you receive the substance use disorder treatment services to which you are entitled under the Medi-Cal program. You may also visit the California Department of Social Services at https://www.cdss.ca.gov/hearing-requests for additional resources. What are my state fair hearing rights? You have the right to have a hearing before the California Department of Social Services, also called a state hearing. Be told about how to ask for a state fair hearing. Be told about the rules that govern representation at the state fair hearing. Have your benefits continued upon your request during the state fair hearing process if you ask for a state fair hearing within the required timeframes. When can I file for a state fair hearing? You can file for a state fair hearing if you have completed the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's appeal process, if your county or one of the county's contracted providers decides that you do not qualify to receive any Medi-Cal substance use disorder treatment services because you do not meet access criteria, if your provider thinks you need substance use disorder treatment service and ask the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County for approval, but the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County does not agree and denies your provider's request or changes the type of frequency or service. If your provider has asked the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County for approval, but the county needs more information to make a decision and doesn't complete the approval process on time. If your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County does not provide services to you based on the timelines the county has set up. If you don't think the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County is providing services soon enough to meet your needs. If your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal wasn't resolved in time. If you and your provider do not agree on the substance use disorder treatment services you need. If your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal wasn't resolved in time. How do I request a state fair hearing? You can request a state fair hearing online at https://acms.dss.ca.gov/acms/login.request.do. In writing, submit your request to the County Welfare Department at the address shown on the Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination or by fax or mail to California Department of Social Services State Hearings Division, P.O. Box 944243, Mail Station 9-17-37, Sacramento, California 94244-2430, or by fax to 916-651-5210, or 916-651-2789. Also request a state fair hearing or an expedited state fair hearing by phone. Call the State Hearings Division toll-free at 800-743-8525 or 855-795-0634 or call the Public Inquiry and Response Line toll-free at 800-952-5253 or TDD at 800-952-8349. Is there a deadline for filing for a state fair hearing? You only have 120 calendar days to ask for a state fair hearing. The 120 days start from the date of the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's written appeal decision notice. If you didn't receive a notice of adverse benefit determination, you may file for a state fair hearing at any time. Can I continue services while I'm waiting for a state fair hearing decision? Yes, if you are currently receiving treatment and you want to continue your treatment while you appeal, you must ask for a state fair hearing within 10 days from the date of the appeal decision notice was postmarked or delivered to you, or before the date your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County says services will be stopped or reduced. When you ask for a state fair hearing, you must say that you want to keep receiving your treatment. Additionally, you will not have to pay for services received while the state fair hearing is pending. If you do request continuation of the benefit and the final decision of the state fair hearing confirms the decision to reduce or discontinue the service you are receiving, you may be required to pay the cost of services furnished while the state fair hearing was pending. When will a decision be made about my state fair hearing decision? After you ask for a state fair hearing, it could take up to 90 days to decide your case and send you an answer. Can I get a state fair hearing more quickly? If you think waiting that long will be harmful to your health, you might be able to get an answer within 3 working days. Ask your general practitioner or other provider to write a letter for you. You can also write a letter yourself. The letter must explain in detail how waiting for up to 90 days for your case to be decided will seriously harm your life, your health, your ability to attain, maintain, or regain maximum function. Then make sure you ask for the expedited hearing and provide the letter with your request for a hearing. The Department of Social Services State Hearings Division will review your request for an expedited state fair hearing and decide if it qualifies. If your expedited hearing request is approved, a hearing will be held and hearing decision will be issued within 3 working days of the date your request is received by the State Hearings Division. Additional county-specific information. If you need help understanding or initiating a state hearing, you can also contact the plan's managed care team toll-free at 866-308-3074 or TTD at 866-308-3073. Important information about the Medi-Cal program. Is transportation available? If you have trouble getting to your medical appointments or drug and alcohol treatment appointments, the Medi-Cal program can help you find transportation. Transportation may be provided for Medi-Cal beneficiaries who are unable to provide transportation on their own and who have a medical necessity to receive certain Medi-Cal covered services. There are 2 types of transportation for appointments. Non-medical transportation is transportation by private or public vehicle for people who do not have another way to get to their appointment. Non-emergency medical transportation is transportation by ambulance, wheelchair van, or litter van for those who cannot use public or private transportation. Transportation is available for trips to the pharmacy or to pick up needed medical supplies, prosthetics, orthotics, and other equipment. For more information and assistance regarding transportation, contact your managed care plan. If you have Medi-Cal but are not enrolled in managed care plan, you need non-medical transportation to health-related service, you can contact your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County for assistance. When you contact the transportation company, they will ask for information about your appointment date and time. If you need non-emergency medical transportation, your provider can prescribe non-emergency medical transportation and put you in touch with a transportation provider to coordinate your ride to and from your appointments. Additional county-specific information. In Orange County, your program provider can assist you in obtaining information about how to schedule transportation to your appointments, or you may call CalOptima Customer Service at 714-246-8500 or 888-587-8088 or TTY at 800-735-2929 to request a ride. You must call personally and will need your member information when you call. What are emergency services? Emergency services are covered 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. If you think you are having a health-related emergency, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room for help. Emergency services are services provided for an unexpected medical condition, including a psychiatric emergency medical condition. An emergency medical condition is present when you have symptoms that cause severe pain or serious illness or an injury, which a prudent layperson, a careful or cautious non-medical person, believes could reasonably expect without medical care, could put your health in serious danger, or if you are pregnant, put your health or the health of your unborn child in serious danger, or cause serious harm to the way your body works, or cause serious damage to any body, organ, or part. You have the right to use any hospital in the case of an emergency. Emergency services never require prior authorization. Do I have to pay for Medi-Cal? You may have to pay for Medi-Cal depending on the amount of money you get or earn each month. If your income is less than Medi-Cal limits for your family size, you will not have to pay for Medi-Cal services. If your income is more than Medi-Cal limits for your family size, you will have to pay some money for your medical or substance use disorder treatment services. The amount you pay is called your share of cost. Once you have paid your share of cost, Medi-Cal will pay the rest of your covered medical bills for that month. In the months you do not have medical expenses, you do not have to pay for anything. You may have to pay a copayment for any treatment under Medi-Cal. This means you pay an out-of-pocket amount each time you get medical service or go to a hospital emergency room for your regular services. Your provider will tell you if you need to make a copayment. Who do I contact if I'm having suicidal thoughts? If you or someone you know is in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988 or 800-273-TALK 8255. Chat is available at https://988lifeline.org/. For local residents seeking assistance in a crisis and to access local mental health programs, 877-727-4747. You can also go to Orange County's website, http://www.ochealthinfo.com/bhs/about/pi/crisis/hotline. Where can I go for more information about Medi-Cal? Visit the Department of Healthcare Services website at https://www.dhcs.ca.gov/services/medi-cal/eligibility/pages/beneficiaries.aspx for more information about Medi-Cal. Advance directive. What is an advance directive? You have the right to an advance directive. An advance directive is when instruction about your health care that is recognized under California law. It includes information that states how you would like health care provided or says what decisions you would like to be made if or when you are unable to speak for yourself. You may sometimes hear an advance directive described as a living will or durable power of attorney. California law defines an advance directive as either an oral or written individual healthcare instruction or a power of attorney, a written document giving someone permission to make decisions for you. All drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system counties are required to have advance directive policies in place. Your drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county is required to provide written information on the drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county's advance directive policies and an explanation of state law, if asked for the information. If you would like to request the information, you should call your drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county for more information. An advance directive is designed to allow people to have control over their own treatment, especially when they are unable to provide instructions about their own care. It is a legal document that allows people to say in advance what their wishes would be if they become unable to make healthcare decisions. This may include such things as the right to accept or refuse medical treatment, surgery, or make other healthcare choices. In California, an advance directive consists of two parts: your appointment of an agent, a person, making decisions about your healthcare, and your individual healthcare instructions. You may get a form for an advance directive from your drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system, county, or online. In California, you have the right to provide advance directive instructions to all your healthcare providers. You also have the right to change or cancel your advance directive at any time. If you have a question about California law regarding advance directive requirements, you may send a letter to California Department of Justice, Attention, Public Inquiry Unit, P.O. Box 944255, Sacramento, California 94244-2550. Additional county-specific information. When you first enroll into a program, you'll be asked if you have an advance directive. If you do, you may choose to bring a copy of it so it can be filed with your medical record. You are not required to have or submit an advance directive as a condition of your care. Your provider will make information about this process available to you early in the intake and assessment process. You can access the policies plan on advance directives by visiting the plan's policies and procedures webpage at https://ochealthinfo.com/bhs/pmp. Beneficiary rights and responsibilities. What are my rights as a recipient of drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system services? As a person eligible for Medi-Cal and residing in a drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county, you have a right to receive medically necessary substance use disorder treatment services from the drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system county. You have the right to be treated with respect, giving due consideration to your right to privacy and the need to maintain the confidentiality of your medical information, receive information on all available treatment options and alternatives presented in a manner appropriate to the beneficiary's condition and ability to understand, participate in decisions regarding your substance use disorder care, including the right to refuse treatment, receive timely access to care, including services available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when medically necessary to treat an emergency condition or an urgent or crisis condition. Receive the information in this handbook about the substance use disorder treatment services covered by Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County, other obligations of MedDrug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County, and your rights as described here. Have your confidential health information protected. Request and receive a copy of your medical records and request that they be amended or corrected as needed. Receive written materials in alternative formats, including Braille, large size, print, and audio format, upon request and in timely fashion appropriate for the format being requested. Receive written materials in the language used by at least 5% or 3,000 of your Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's beneficiaries, whatever is less. Receive oral interpretation services for your preferred language. Receive substance use disorder treatment services from a Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System county that follows the requirements of its contract with the state in the areas of availability of services, assurances of adequate capacity and services, coordination and continuity of care, and coverage of authorization of services. Access minor consent services if you are a beneficiary under age 21. Access medically necessary services out of network in a timely manner if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County doesn't have an employee or contract provider who can deliver the services. Out of network provider means a provider who is not on the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's list of providers. The county must make sure you don't pay anything extra for seeing an out of network provider. You can contact Beneficiary Services at 855-625-4657. Or the Beneficiary Access Line at 800-723-8641 for information on how to receive services from an out-of-network provider. Request a second opinion from a qualified healthcare professional within the county network or one outside the network, or no additional cost to you. File grievances either verbally or in writing about the organization or care perceived. Request an appeal either verbally or in writing upon receipt of notice of adverse benefit determination, including information on the circumstances under which an expedited appeal is possible. Request a state fair hearing, including information on the circumstances under which an expedited state fair hearing is possible. Be free from any form of restraint or seclusion used as means of coercion, discipline, convenience, or retaliation. Be free from discrimination to exercise these rights without adversely affecting how you are treated by the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County providers or the state. What are my responsibilities as a recipient of Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services? As a recipient of Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System services, it is your responsibility to carefully read the beneficiary information materials that you have received from the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County. These materials will help you to understand which services are available and how to get treatment if you need it. Attend your treatment as scheduled. You will have the best result if you collaborate with your provider throughout your treatment. If you do need to miss an appointment, call your provider at least 24 hours in advance and reschedule for another day and time. Always carry your Medi-Cal Benefits Identification Card, BIC, and photo ID when you attend treatment. Let your provider know if you need an interpreter before your appointment. Tell your provider all your medical concerns. The more complete information that you share about your needs, the more successful your treatment will be. Make sure to ask your provider any questions that you have. It is very important you completely understand the information that you receive during treatment. Be willing to build a strong working relationship with the provider that is treating you. Contact the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County if you have any questions about your services or if you have any problems with your provider that you are unable to resolve. Tell your provider and the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County if you have any changes to your personal information. This includes address, phone number, and any other medical information that can affect your ability to participate in treatment. Treat the staff who provide your treatment with respect and courtesy. If you suspect fraud or wrongdoing, report it. The Department of Healthcare Services asks that anyone suspecting Medi-Cal fraud, waste, or abuse to call the DHCS Medi-Cal Fraud Hotline at 1-800-822-6222. If you feel this is an emergency, please call 911 for immediate assistance. The call is free and the caller may remain anonymous. You may also report suspected fraud or abuse by email to fraud@dhcs.ca.gov or use the online form at http://www.dhcs.ca.gov/individuals/pages/stopmedicalfraud.aspx. Additional county-specific information. If you suspect fraud or wrongdoing, report it. You can reach the Orange County Fraud Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days per week at 866-260-5636 or 714-568-5614 during business hours. Calls to these numbers can be made anonymously. Physician of care request. When can I request to keep my previous or current out-of-network provider? After joining the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County, you may request to keep your out-of-network provider for a period of time if moving to a new provider would result in a serious detriment to your health or would increase your risk of hospitalization or institutionalization, and you are receiving treatment from the out-of-network provider prior to the date of your transition to the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County. How do I request to keep my out-of-network provider? You, your authorized representatives, or your current provider may submit a request in writing to the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County. You can also contact Beneficiary Services at the toll-free phone number 855-625-4657 for information on how to request services from an out-of-network provider. The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will send written acknowledgement of receipt of your request and begin to process your request within 3 business days. What if I continue to see my out-of-network provider after transitioning to Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County? You may request a retroactive transition of care request within 30 calendar days of receiving services from an out-of-network provider. Why would the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County deny my transition of care request? The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County may deny your request to retain your previous and now out-of-network provider if the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County has documented quality of care issues with the provider. What happens if my transition of care request is denied? If the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County denies your transition of care, it will notify you in writing, offer you at least one in-network alternative provider that offers the same level of services as the out-of-network provider, and inform you of your right to file a grievance if you disagree with the denial. If the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County offers you multiple in-network provider alternatives and you do not make a choice, then the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will refer or assign you to an in-network provider and notify you that your referral or assignment in writing. If that out-of-care provider refuses to accept the DMC-ODS County's contract rates or DMCA rates for the applicable DMC-ODS service, or if the out-of-care provider is not a current DMC provider, what happens if my transition of care request is approved? Within 7 days of approving your transition of care request, the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will provide you with the request approval, the duration of the transition of care arrangement, the process that will occur to transition your care at the end of the continuity of care period, and your right to choose a different provider from the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County's provider network at any time. How quickly will my transition of care request be processed? The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will complete its review of your transition of care request within 30 calendar days from the date of the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County received your request. What happens at the end of my transition of care period? The Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System County will notify you in writing 30 calendar days before the end of the transition of care period about the process that will occur to transition your care to an in-network provider at the end of your transition of care period. Additional county-specific information. In order to be eligible for a transition or continuity of care request, multiple criteria must be met, including a documented pre-existing relationship between the beneficiary and the individual provider. The beneficiary has received said treatment from an individual out-of-the-network provider at least once during the last 12 months prior to the initial enrollment in Orange DMC ODS. The provider is eligible under the DMC ODS state plan and state law. The provider agrees in writing to be subject to the same contractual terms and conditions that are imposed upon currently contracting network providers and to comply with the state requirements for DMC ODS, including documentation requirements. The provider supplies Orange DMC ODS with all relevant treatment information for the purpose of determining medical necessity. The provider is willing to accept the higher of either Orange DMC ODS provider contract rates for existing network providers or Medi-Cal fee-for-service rates. Orange DMC ODS has not documented disqualifying quality of care issues to the extent that the provider will not be eligible to provide services to any other beneficiaries of the DMC ODS. For transition or continuity of care requests, contact the plan's SUD Student Utilization Management Team at 714-834-5601. Provider Directory. You can access the provider directory online at www.ochealthcareagency.com/MHP-DMCODS. You can also call member services at 855-625-4657 for a complete list of providers, including the provider's city, program name, program address, program phone number, program website, levels of care offered, languages spoken, whether the provider completed cultural competency training, ADA compliance, accessible to persons with disabilities, whether the provider is accepting new patients, and whether previous authorization for services is required. You may obtain a printed list of providers at any program, provider, or by requesting that one be mailed to you from Member Services.